Milo's Pro Rewards members. Go big during Pro Savings Days at Lowe's. Buy more and save more with up to 20% off job site essentials like primed finger joint boards when you spend $3,000 or more. Plus, get up to 25% off PVC DWV pipes when you spend $250 or more. Shop Pro Savings Days at Lowe's. We help you save. Valid through 123. Selection varies by location. While supplies last. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Visit Lowe's.com/terms for details. Subject to change.
Bettering your business takes working with the best. With the James Hardie Alliance, you gain access to leads, training, networking, and support from the number one brand of siding in North America. Achieve new levels of success by joining the James Hardie Alliance today.
Oh, welcome to another episode of the 151 Collective. I am your co-host, Zach Mo, a.k.a. Oh, fuck, I was not prepared for this. Tech Tech.
That's a good a.k.a. I'm your co-host, Collector, a.k.a. Bloody Knuckles.
And
go ahead.
Oh, I was going to introduce myself.
Go ahead.
I'm Scattered Squirrel, a.k.a. Candy Possum.
Candy Possum. Nice. That's what I'm calling you for the rest of the night and the rest of your life.
What's Candy Possum?
It's a meme that was on TikTok.
Got it.
Wait, is that the one I sent you?
Yeah, I'd already seen it.
Oh, well, excuse me. Sorry.
You know what? That, Annie, that makes you a good friend for not telling Zach Mo that you'd already seen it. I appreciate that about you. It's better to just not tell someone that, I think.
Yeah. Because it takes away the joy in sending somebody something.
Right.
And so the video in question is a possum eating out of a candy bowl. And it's like a Ring camera on it. And there's like a Halloween decoration. And it starts like laughing. Possum jumps. So
it's high. A motion censored Halloween decoration.
That's awesome.
The possum gets scared and fucking jumps. Oh, man. I was in tears. I was at the store by myself watching that, just giggling to myself. Probably why nobody came in the store. I probably looked like a fucking lunatic.
Yep. Yeah. Probably. Well, nobody asked, but I'll tell you so you don't think I'm a weirdo. Bloody Knuckles is the name of the hand cream that I use.
No, we still think you're a weirdo.
Thanks.
That explains so much.
Duke Cannon Bloody Knuckles hand repair bomb made with lanolin.
Lanolin? Lanolin, like sheep's wool? Name that movie.
It says... It sounds like Anchorman. You sound like you're
exactly
talking like
what
Anchorman.
It was. That is exactly what it was. When he's asking...
Oh, said, I forgot I had my ring on.
Oh, man. Now it has lanolin all over it.
My ring's covered in lanolin.
Like sheep's
wool?
I don't
know what lanolin is.
Apparently it's sheep's wool, according to Ron Burgundy.
I'm Ron Burgundy?
Go fuck yourself, San Diego.
I don't know. It's like in the Pokeballs now.
That's what she said.
I'll deal with this later. That was a bad choice. Milk was a bad choice.
Yeah, that's going to be hard to get out.
I'm going to have to use a toothpick.
Disappointing.
You know what? I'll rinse it. I'll just put it. I'll wear it in the shower. It'll come out. It's like one of those like rubber rings.
Is that what you got for your 10th anniversary?
It is, yeah.
What'd you get her?
What did I get Allie for her anniversary?
Wow.
For our anniversary. Well, it's hard for me to remember because her birthday is 7 days after, or whatever, 8 days, 10 days after our anniversary. So I can tell you what she got for her birthday. For our anniversary, I gave her just a gift card to Barnes & Noble. And then on our anniversary, we go out every year to do Christmas shopping. For the kids, it just kind of became our thing, like our tradition. So that's what we did. And then for her birthday, she got a Switch 2 and a bunch of other stuff, Legos and stuff like that.
That's good.
It's pretty good.
Shout out, Miss Collector.
Yeah.
The goatest of goats.
She's the best. She is the goatest of goats. No question about it. I'm so agitated that there's lanolin in my ring now. That's
lanolin.
All I can think about.
It's going to be stuck in my head now, lanolin.
A.K.A. lanolin.
Like sheep's wool. So, Annie, Candy Possum, I'm gonna have to try to get used to that. Why don't you do us a favor and tell us about your week in collecting?
Wasn't super exciting. I mean, it was, It was mid. This week was mid. Last week was way more exciting. This week was mid.
So tell us about last week.
Tell us about it. Tell us about any of them.
I can't. There's a interloper in the room.
Oh, okay. Got it. We'll talk about.
I did get some shiny mail, though.
Got it. Zach Mo, what did you get this week? Anything good?
No, because I ordered from you.
Got it. Well,
I ripped, what I got? I got 3 151 packs on Sunday? Is that last night?
Smoked.
Hey, I got a nothing. Reverse Mewtwo. Got
nothing.
I got a reverse Mewtwo. I think that's worth something.
You've been smoked on your last like 4 3-pack orders. It's brutal.
Yeah, whatever. Did I order anything else? I feel like I've sent you money twice this week.
You got multiple 3-packs over the course of the last few weeks, and you got smoked on all of them. I got these things that I'm very excited about.
I love that these nobody asked you.
Skeleton things. Well, that was your week in collecting. You opened 3 packs of 151 and got a reverse Mewtwo.
Oh, I did get some of those too.
Mine should be here tomorrow. They're so cool. I'm very excited to have the whole collection. That was a really cool thing too that we did. She ended up DMing
her at.
Yeah, her at is at PillowPrincess3D on TikTok. That is right. You heard me correctly. At PillowPrincess3D on TikTok. She makes really cool little 3D Pokemon skeleton things, and I have an affinity for Pokemon curiosities, so they are perfect. I have all of them up over on the shelf over there. I finally got stands for my Power Ranger Pokeballs, so those are on display now. What else? Oh, I got a new gaming mouse. Not a gaming mouse, but like a gaming company mouse. I got the Gengar Razor mouse, but I didn't set it up yet.
Did you get the Gengar Razor headset yet?
No, I'm not getting that.
Why not? Don't you want to look like Gengar?
No, I'm hard pass on that. Loser. That headset's ridiculous. The headset is ridiculous.
But you I got a full set of those little skeleton 3D prints, except for Ash, because that was not in the shop when I...
No, that was so annoying. It wasn't in the shop for me either, but I got one because I'm special, I guess. She included one for me. It's awesome. You should go back and order it. It's worth it. It's this coolest one, I think.
They were sold out. They're gone.
So TikTok took them down, and then she put them back, and they may have gotten taken down again.
Why?
It's kind of my bad. Well, they probably wouldn't have gotten taken down if she didn't sell out in like 45 minutes that night. But TikTok, like part of their AI algorithm is to find like the violation is called potential or counterfeit items or no potential, sorry, potential knockoff or counterfeit items. So because it said like, I think one of them said like Mewtwo or Psyduck or Squirtle or whatever, it was spelled like the Pokemon's name. When you put a product in, you have to tell TikTok what the brand of that product is. And I was talking to her about it, and she put no brand because there isn't a brand. It's just something she's 3D printing. But the algorithm looks for like people selling Pokemon stuff without a brand attached to it. And so then they just froze the product and basically said, like, you can't sell these on TikTok anymore. And now hopefully she can get it fixed or just relist it with a different.
Mylo's Pro Rewards members, go big during Pro Savings Days at Lowe's. Buy more and save more with up to 20% off job site essentials like primed finger joint boards when you spend $3,000 or more. Plus, get up to 25% off PVC DWV pipes when you spend $250 or more. Shop Pro Savings Days at Lowe's. We help, you save. Valid through 123. Selection varies by location while supplies last. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Visit Lowe's.com/terms for details. Subject to change.
Brand name, which is what I told her to try.
You're a terrible person.
I'm pretty bad, yeah. But hey, she sold out. That was cool.
Yeah, well, at least she sold out before they were taken down.
Mm-hmm. And I got these little
Charizard one.
I got this. I actually haven't even looked at it yet. You're seeing this in real time. It's Derpy Cat, but it's like articulated and cute. I got it for my kids.
Oh, that is cute.
It is cute. I got two of them, one for each kiddo.
You got me one?
Yeah. Yeah, I did. No, I got you this. You already saw this.
What is this? Oh, the menorah.
The menorah ornament. The Jewish bag ornament.
Which I just learned that I now have two birthdays.
But wait, is that for Zachmo or is that for your tree?
No, it's for my tree in honor of Zachmo.
Oh, okay.
He wants to just, you know, look at me while the kids are opening gifts. He wants to remember me.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking. Them.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, yeah, whatever. So I can teach my kids about Zachmo and his culture.
You know what else I collected today?
No, but all right. Yeah. So I stopped Zachmo like mid-sentence, Annie, right when we were in the waiting room waiting for you for the podcast. And he was like, I was like, oh, you had a free day off today because the store was closed for because of the weather. It's like, oh, you had a free day off. That must have been sick. What did you do? And then he was like, I was getting wasps out of my room all day. And I was like, why the fuck were you getting wasps out of your room in mid-October? And then he started to answer. And I was like, shut the fuck up. Let's talk about this on the podcast. So you've been introduced to the topic. Zachmo, take it away. Why are you chasing wasps out of your room?
So I have one window in my room and there's an air conditioning unit in it. So when I just want to have some nice air, I open the top of the window. There's no screen. And I think because of the cold dip in weather, the wasps decided to look for some warmth and they came in here. And I saw that the other day, and today I noticed there was like three of them buzzing around. And there was like two that were dead in the drop ceiling light, so I had to get those out. And then I was chasing the other three around. They were very elusive. Doesn't help that it's hard for me to see sometimes. And yeah, I think I got them all out. I don't know, but they weren't being aggressive. They're just, you know, stragglers. They were just hanging out, trying to get some warm. They weren't.
Do you see have a drop ceiling?
Yes. Do I have to elaborate?
No. We have a drop ceiling at work, and the wasps like to live up there in the winter, and they come out and visit all year long, all year round.
Well, I really hope that there was only seven in there, because I think that's what all the amount that I counted, so.
So you might want to investigate that
further. Well, I ordered on Amazon the peppermint oil spray that gets them away. So I'll just spray the shit out of my ceiling and window.
Your room's going to smell like the North Pole.
Yeah, there's nothing wrong with that. It's going to smell nice. I like North Pole.
That's really hope not
room. Nesting up there.
You found seven wasps in your room?
Give or take, yeah.
Give or take, he says. That's wild. That's seven more than I would like to find anywhere in my house.
Yeah, but they're not even being aggressive. They're just like flying around and like chilling.
Yeah. Just because they're drunk on cold.
I wish I was drunk on cold.
Cold yeah, medicine. No,
they were just chilling. So they're wasted on the cold air. Don't see anybody right now. They could be hiding. My room's kind of warm. I would like to open the window, but I don't have the peppermint oil spray.
I was gonna say maybe you should open a window. What I would like is the AC unit still in the window?
Yeah, it's there year round. I don't take it out.
Solid. Yeah. Saves you at least 30 minutes a year.
I also don't have anywhere to put it, so New York City.
On the ground, maybe?
On the ground where?
I don't know. Under your bed?
My bed doesn't have a bedroom.
That would make it difficult to put it under your bed. It would be pretty uncomfortable, like the princess and the pea.
Except it's a whole fucking air conditioner. It's that New York City life. I don't got nowhere to put it.
My back really hurts this morning. I wonder why.
Fucking sleeping like this.
Your mattress is just straight on the ground?
No, I have a box spring that came with it.
The box spring is just straight on the ground, though?
Yep.
bro, you'd get, we got to get you like a loft bed. That would give you so much more space.
Oh yeah, but I drink alcohol. That's not safe.
I don't know. You'd have a lot of space.
You could maybe put a beanbag underneath it for, you know, the nights you can't climb.
Yeah, that's a great idea. Get a love sack and put it underneath the loft bed.
A love sack or a love seat?
No, a love sack. Annie, you know what a love sack is, right?
I do.
Thank you.
A beanbag?
No. It's not just any beanbag. It's a love sack. They're very different. I had one at one point, but I gave it away when I moved from Minnesota to New Jersey. It's like a beanbag chair, but it's filled with, I don't even know what, like memory foam or something?
It's like, yeah, memory foam chunks. And it doesn't go.
Yeah, no, well, it doesn't make the beanbag chair ASMR sound that Annie's making.
I'm not going to get a bunk bed.
Just trying to be my most helpful self.
Thank you.
I'm not going to get a loft bed because my room already looks like a teenager's room. So I'm not.
That would really like complete the vibe.
Yeah, and I'm not trying to complete that vibe. I'm trying to go in the opposite direction. I'm a man.
I'm a man.
Big boy. My big boy pants on. I have a big kid's meal.
Can I order in the big kid's menu?
I actually want to get a bigger bed in my room, but my room is like, I don't know. I don't know, like maybe 7-8 feet long.
I don't know that that's a way people generally measure their room, so I don't know if our audience is going to understand what that means. I sure don't. 7-8 feet long.
I don't know how else to put that. From this side of the room to that side of the room is like 8 feet, give or take. Maybe a little more, maybe 9.
So that means then, that from the foot of your bed to the wall, there's about 1.5 feet.
No. My bed's also horizontal, not long. So from this side, from let's say east to west, it's about 8 to 9 feet. From north to south, it's, well, that's how I have the bed. I don't know, like 8, maybe 7.
Your bed is probably 6 feet long.
Right, and there's like maybe like this much space for between the end of the bed and the wall.
Got it. So it sounds like you have a small room. It'd be hard to get a bigger bed in there.
It really will. I have a very small room, and I hate it.
That's what happens when you live in New York City.
To when I got the shit end of the stick. Everybody else got nice big rooms. I got this little thing.
I don't have a nice big house.
Forget the pressure to overhaul your life. The new year doesn't need a new you. It needs you. Grow Therapy helps you make meaningful change at your pace and on your time. Grow connects you with thousands of independent, licensed therapists across the U.S., offering both virtual and in-person sessions, nights and weekends. There are no subscriptions, no long-term commitments. You just pay per session. Grow accepts over 100 insurance plans, including Medicaid in some states. Sessions average about $21 with insurance, and some pay as little as $0, depending on their plan. Visit growtherapy.com/try now today to get started. That's growtherapy.com/try now. Availability and coverage vary by state and insurance plan.
I have a nice small house.
Yeah, but I'm sure you have enough space in your room for a nice bed.
The master bedroom is big enough for a king, yeah.
I don't even think my room is big enough for a king.
Well, I mean, this is the first time in our life that we've lived in a room that could fit a king.
I don't think my room is big enough for a full.
I don't remember what I had. I think I've always had like a queen.
Full queen, yeah.
Yeah. I think I had a queen for the most part until I got married. Annie, why are you looking like to the side like we're crazy for only recently getting king size, for me, only recently getting a king size bed?
I have a king size bed.
She has a California king.
Do you have a California king?
She's judging us peasants.
It's really hard to buy sheets for that. We used to have one though.
I saw one that was bigger than that. I don't remember what it was called.
They have a, it's like an Alaskan king.
That's what it is. Yeah, the Alaskan king.
How big is that?
Dude, the people were laying on like their normal, like where somebody would sleep on the bed, and they put their arms to the sides and they couldn't touch each other's hands.
It's like two queen size beds together, I think.
It was huge.
That's wild.
Mm-hmm. I don't know what one would need an Alaskan king size bed for.
Thruples.
Thruples. That's a good point. I didn't think of that. Did you just like really quietly whisper the word orgy, Annie? Did that?
Yes.
Okay. I thought I wanted to make sure I heard you correctly.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, is she wrong?
I don't know. I've never partaken.
I see a funny stop in chat that you miss.
Chat is a really bad feature on TikTok. What they need to do with chat is make it like YouTube, where it like slows down the comments when they get really busy, so I have a minute to read them all.
Well, I can just come chat and read them all to you.
Chat on TikTok is whack.
I can just come and yell them at you.
In the room from right behind my ear?
Yeah.
That'd be
no,
great.
I'm in front. I'll be in front of the table. So everybody just sees me yelling at you.
Please no.
Just like right behind where the two ETBs are, I'll just move them. There's like a gap between the desk and the shelf. Your head will just be there.
It'll be like an automatic thing. It'll be like an automatic thing that it separates. I come out, yell the comment, and then they go back. And then it just keeps going.
No.
Yes. Yeah, I agree with Annie. I'm on team. No, thank you.
I'm on team. Yes, thank you. You know what else I did this weekend?
Yeah, I do. Do you want to talk about that yet? Or do you want to talk about a Pokemon first?
Sure. Why don't you tell us about a Pokemon?
All right. Well, the lovely Annie chose this Pokemon, just so you guys know.
Yeah, it's all her fault. Everybody blasted.
I chose a number.
Annie chose this Pokemon and said, Annie said, I think everybody really wants to learn about this Pokemon. I think they're the coolest Pokemon, and they probably have a ton of great lore. And I was like, are you sure? And she was like, yeah. And so I was like, fine.
So said, bitch, my name ain't Candy Possum for nothing.
Yeah. So I said, Candy Possum, give me a number 1 through 20. And then I clicked the random Pokemon generator that many times, and we landed on Knockley. So that's what we're going to learn about this week. Knockley is a rock type Pokemon introduced in Gen 9. It evolves into Knocklestock, which evolves into Garganockle.
I don't think I've ever heard the middle evolution of that.
Knocklestock?
Knocklestock and Garganockle. N-A-C-L, the common thread through all evolutions. Knockley is a Pokemon composed of rock salt. Its upper body is rugged and brown with an off-white stripe circling it, while its lower body is a white salt cube with rectangular orange-yellow eyes that can glow red. A white salt cube is embedded on the top half of its body as well. Knockley are born deep within the earth, inside layers of rock salt. Bits of salt are scraped off of Knockley as it travels through the ground, although Knockley is able to create and replenish the salt inside its body. The rear corners of Knockley's lower body are rounded as a result of this scraping. You just found another couple wasps, huh?
I found one. It's in the ceiling, loud, the light.
Yeah, you got a hive in there, bro. All right, back to learning about Knockley. Not a whole lot else. Let's go to trivia. Knockley's evolutionary line was designed by Hitoshi Ariga. More on that in a moment. Knockley was briefly shown in a pre-release trailer alongside Tandemouse and Squawkabilly, but it remained unrevealed until Scarlet and Violet dropped. It's tied with Roggenrola and Rockruff for the worst base stat total of all rock-type Pokemon. Knockley's name. It is a combination of NaCl, which is the chemical formula for sodium chloride, or table salt, and little or salty. The I at the end of the name may also refer to iodine, a common element added to salt to prevent iodine deficiency. Pretty much all to know about Knockley. However, I want to talk about Hitoshi Ariga for a second. So Hitoshi Ariga is the guy who designed Knockley, and I'm wondering how Hitoshi Ariga still has a job designing Pokemon after looking at his list of Pokemon that he's designed.
Well, what else has he done?
I'm gonna read them out here, and I can count on one hand the number of these Pokemon that are cool. So we have Pangoro. Pangoro's all right. I'll give him Pangoro.
It's a cool one. I like Pangoro.
Yep. Okay. The next several. Honedge, mid at best. The whole evolution line. Honedge, Doublade, Aegislash. Whatever. They're swords. Big deal. Inkay, Malamar, mid AF. Tyrant, cool. Tyrantrum. Tyrant and Tyrantrum. Very good. Amora and Aurorus. All right. Not bad. These are Gen 6. And I guess he did the design for the Mega Beedrill. No big deal. Alolan Geodude, which is way worse than regular Geodude. Alolan Graveler and Alolan Golem, all way worse than their non-Alolan forms. Alolan Grimer and Alolan Muk, the Rainbow Muk. All shit so far in Gen 7. Grubbin, Chargebug, Vikavolt, Minure.
Vikavolt's trash.
Vikavolt's trash. Drampa, Deese, Necrozma, and Ultra Necrozma. Ultra Necrozma is actually pretty cool.
I'm not a fan.
Rookidee, Corviknight, Corviknight, Dracozolt, Arctozolt, Dracovish, Arctovish, Hisuian, Sneasel, and Sneasler, Knockly, Knocklestack, Garganockle, Espathra, Fluttermane, which Fluttermane was just a retake on Mischievous, and all of the Ogre Ponds.
Failed with the Ogre Pond. Big fail.
This guy's lineup is whack, bro.
Well, they like him.
Clearly, but those are all, like, weak, crappy Pokemon. Anyway, that's your Pokemon highlight for the week. You learned about Knockly, courtesy of Candy Possum.
Wow, Candy Possum did a shit job.
You're one for two, because you gave me Nose Pass, and that one turned out to be pretty dope.
Yeah, that one looked pretty dope.
Even though you were making fun of me.
I was indeed.
But it still turned out to be dope, and I enjoyed it.
Are we gonna be able to record this podcast, or do you need to like call an exterminator?
Nah, we're cool. I'm not gonna call an exterminator anyway, until I see 100 of them.
Until I've been stung by 100 wasps.
He can't see without his glasses. Hey,
why is when you say the plural of wasp, why does it sound like you're calling a cat over?
Wasps. Maybe there's no plural to wasp, and it's just like moose. You know, there's not mooses.
No, it's wasps.
Moosin.
Mooses.
That's an old Brian Regan bit.
It's meese.
Anyway, what were you going to talk about? I cut you
my
off?
Adventure.
The highlight? Oh, yeah. We did all the normal. Oh, no, we didn't talk about the market either. Want to talk about that before your adventure?
Sure.
Annie, what's your take on the state of the current Pokemon market? You're a third party to all this.
Well, I've been actually paying attention and like checking stuff out. That's my take.
Yeah, bonkers. For those of you that are only listening, she did like a hand motion that looks like insane is how probably the word I would assign to it.
Yeah. Like some of the cards that are coming out and some of the cards that you wouldn't even think would be going up are just going up insane. And I get it. Some of it's because of artists that are coming out with new stuff and that, but good God.
Yeah. The singles in particular are extremely volatile lately. I've never seen singles move like this before. Yeah. There's a lot of like pump going on in the market where people just in Discord servers or whatever, they'll like literally just pick a card and target it and pump it.
Yeah. And the way that they're going about it seems really crap.
Yeah. It's pretty, pretty terrible. But like, I think most recently we got the Booger Mew pump, the Solosis, which was crazy. That card, there's no reason that card should have gotten pumped, but it did.
You just pulled one.
Annie.
I pulled like three of them recently. So in my week of collecting, yes, I pulled like three of them. But I don't understand like the big deal.
Yeah.
Again.
Yesterday was Solosis Community Day on Pogo.
Boom. They knew it was coming.
They knew it.
They knew it.
Well, speaking more broadly about the Pokemon market, a lot of the big like Pokemon investor bro creators are kind of calling for a cool down. You'll see like a lot of clickbait video going on YouTube about like a giant market crash. Then when you watch the videos, they're like, the market's not crashing, you idiots. But they're all putting out this like market crash propaganda because we are seeing some stagnation, but we're only really seeing stagnation in like old stuff, stuff that most collectors, like genuine people, like the people who I cater to, the people who listen to this podcast, people in our little corner of the Pokemon world aren't really collecting anyway. It's boxes like from the XY era, from Heart Gold Soul Silver era, from some Sun and Moon stuff. Those boxes and packs are starting to like stagnate or even correct in price a little bit, like go down in price a little bit. But I don't see, anything crashing. Honestly, it's crazy. Yeah. Even the Japanese market is crazy. Like by this point, I'm glad that I didn't get Inferno X. Like if you remember right, Annie, and anybody who's listening, like when I first decided to skip the first week of Inferno X, I told everyone like the set's gonna drop. And like, don't buy this at $200 a box.
Right. I had messaged you and you had said, hey, if I do get it, it's going to be like crazy. And it was like, I think you said like 190 if you could get any.
Yeah. And I mean, I certainly could have gotten it. And the guys who were a few days early and in Japan, I think they were at like 180 a box or something like that. So yeah, it went down pretty significantly, pretty quickly, but it has held really strong and it's actually ticking back up now. So it's more expensive to order from Japan this week than it was to order last week from Japan. So I do have more coming. Well, I'm going to try to figure out the pricing. It's going to be very close to what I was at, but it's crazy to see a Japanese set holding so strong. Obviously everybody wants the Charizard, but even the Japanese market's scary. And then we just saw, obviously, a giant tariff being placed on China. So we don't know what's going to happen with the gem sets and the Chinese exclusives, which are already selling for crazy money before the tariff stuff. So we might see Gen 3 impacted. And certainly we'll see if the tariffs are still in place whenever Gen 4 comes out. Gen 4 will be literally twice the price of Gen 3.
There's a couple of the gem cards that I want.
Yeah, I haven't gotten any Gen 3. I can get it, but it's expensive because of tariffs. I get it. The guy I get it from is in Japan, so I would only have to pay a 15% tariff, but I guess he pays a tariff or something. I don't know. It's too expensive. Mm-hmm. I don't like those sets. I like to buy them locally. When I got Gem last time, or whatever, 151 Surprise, the last time I got Chinese, I just got it locally.
Yeah.
So I don't have to deal with any of that stuff. But I'm excited for more Inferno.
Yeah, I'm going to say, I'm not going to lie. I'm glad that the Inferno hype is going, because I'm a big fan of Japanese.
Yeah, it's cool. I'm happy about the set being so well received. The Oricorio is really good, and the Charizard is literally one of the best cards we've ever gotten, I think, like artwork wise.
Yeah.
What's your take on that card, Zachmo? You're a huge Charizard guy too.
I love it.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm not a huge fan of that specific mega of Charizard.
Really? I think X is so.
I don't like the flames coming out of the side constant. Like maybe if it didn't have the flames constantly coming out of the side, I'd like it a little more. Other than that, I mean, yeah, it's a really fucking dope card. You can't go wrong with that card whatsoever, in my opinion. There's like no fault to it. The set is very small, which I mean we've touched on stream. I think personally, the reason that it's going so well is the dugong, but you really thought I was going to say something serious there. No, I thought
it's really first full art. Okay.
I love the dugong.
It's dugong. a very cool card. I hate dugong traditionally,
which is why I love it.
I like that card though. It is a very cool dugong card.
You are the reason I started loving it so much, because you would always say, why the fuck is dugong rare? Why is it a rare?
Dugong shouldn't have ever been a rare, and especially in XY Evolutions.
I mean, I'm not a huge Charizard fan. So for me, like the winner out of that whole set is that Oricorio.
Yeah.
And the fact
did you even pull one yet?
One out of 60. Was Ham?
Oh, the Oricorio, yes. One out of 60. Yes, it was Ham.
out of the last five boxes, and it was
box number 59.
Damn.
Yeah.
I don't think I was there for that.
Yeah, it was crazy. That was a crazy weekend. Ripping all 60 of those boxes, like just nonstop ripping those boxes, was pretty wild. So we're going to do it again this weekend. I got another batch on the way.
Yay.
I'm excited for it. It's a fun set to rip. It's really fun chasing a Charizard again. It's like everybody suddenly forgot that they bashed on Charizard a year and a half ago, which is hilarious to me.
I also really enjoy the Sharpedo SAR.
The Mega Sharpedo's sick, yeah.
I did like that. I don't know, was it the SAR?
Yeah, there's the regular double rare, like even just the regular Sharpedo EX is fire.
Yeah.
And then the SAR is super, super cool. And the
I really like the SAR. I pulled, I think we touched on it maybe last week, that I had bought from another streamer, not to mention it.
Bettering your business takes working with the best. With the James Hardie Alliance, you gain access to leads, training, networking, and support from the number one brand of siding in North America. Achieve new levels of success by joining the James Hardie Alliance today.
New names, because I don't remember the names. When I got the Megalopunny SR.
Yeah, I think we briefly talked about it.
I don't like it.
Yeah. The SR or the SAR?
SR.
Got it. I like all the SRs. I don't necessarily like Megalopunny. I just like the way they stylized the new SRs.
I gotta go look at it now.
Oh, we got Croc Dundee over here hunting down a wasp. I saw his eyes start to like... I hope you get stung on the podcast.
Oh, don't,
you know what? No, I kind of do too.
Oh, I really want this Miss Mages. Oh, such a good card.
Now the question is, was that the same one that was in the ceiling?
Probably not, dude. You have a hive. You have an infestation of wasps living in your room.
They're just homies.
You know why you have an infestation of wasps living in your room?
I'm listening.
You disturb the spirits, you selfish bastard.
I mean, it's possible.
This is your punishment.
It's quite possible. I don't know where that fucker went. So if you're curious,
tell us about it.
So if you're curious about why he said I disturbed the spirits, it's because I went to a haunted asylum. Well, it's called Letchworth Village, and it is a group of buildings that were an asylum, hospital, all that back in the 1900s. They closed their doors in 1996. It's actually where the polio vaccine was first tested, but successfully. Like, the guy came up with the thing and it didn't have any adverse effects on people. So it's not like they were testing it and people were dying because of it. It was actually working.
You know how they make the polio vaccine?
No, I wasn't there.
Wasp venom.
Are you kidding?
I'm not kidding, bro. It's a fact.
Google that shit.
That's fucking awesome. Only because of the wasps in my room. No, that's not one. Okay. So the all the buildings are abandoned. They are falling apart. Very dangerous in some of them. But we went. We did some ghost hunting. And I did catch on a recording, I did catch like a slight sound. I don't know what it was. And I did catch an orb picture. Look at his dumb fucking face judging me.
My face or Tim's?
His.
He's talking about mine.
I was going to say, because both of our faces are both kind of dumb right now.
Yeah, but you also, we've talked about paranormal, and you're into it. He's not.
So, bro, that reply to your orb video was S tier. I don't care.
No, that was
anybody says. That shit was hysterical.
That was so fucking stupid.
It was hilarious.
So the cool thing about that picture. So I was taking a series of pictures and my sister's like, did you just see the orb in front of you? And I was like, nope. And she was like, go back to your picture and you're going to see it. And then I saw it and I was like, oh shit. And then there's a really funny picture that George took of Jennifer leaving the building after she saw it. Her face is fucking hilarious. But yeah. It was really cool. And I had an EMF detector, and that kept going off in places. I put it next to like an electrical box, and it wasn't going off.
Did they steal your batteries from meter? Your glucose meter?
No, my insulin pump.
Yeah.
And they never. Did not. But one of my flashlights did die pretty quickly. I don't know if that was... I didn't claim it was paranormal. I don't know. We were using it a lot. I was the only smart one that brought a fucking flashlight, which makes no sense to me. We're going into abandoned buildings with no lights. Why am I the only one bringing a flashlight? I keep thinking that's a wasp, but it's not. It's a reflection in the TV from my computer. But yeah, I mean, first time ghost hunting, I thought it was a lot of fucking fun. Annie, we talked. You've been to places. Paranormal places. You said you went to Eastern State Penitentiary?
I think Annie's frozen.
Hey, Possum.
I'm going to go with definitely frozen. I've never been ghost hunting. The closest thing I did was I went to like a haunted house. Oh, there goes Annie.
Oh, we lost Annie.
We lost her. She'll come back. I went to a haunted house in New York City. That shit was actually scary.
Was it like a haunted house or like a...
No, it was like a
staged haunted house.
Yeah. But it was scary, dude. I have no idea. This is a long time ago. My buddy won us tickets on Hot 97 for a haunted house. It was crazy. If you don't know, Hot 97 is New York's number one hip hop and R&B radio station. And
wow, what a plug.
we won tickets on Hot 97. So we went to this this haunted house thing. And like, I don't remember all of it. I remember a couple parts of it. Like you go through, and I remember this one part. There was like a dude who was like supposed to be schizophrenic, and he was in a room, and there were like names scrawled all over the wall. And he's like, I hear it, talking about hearing all these voices. He's like, I hear they're saying your name. And then he like points to the wall, and he pointed, I don't remember if it was me or someone else, but he like pointed specifically to a name on the wall, and he's like, it's you. And then he like found the person that matched that name. It could have been me. It could have been someone else. I don't remember, but I remember the experience being like, holy shit, that's terrifying.
There is one that they do in New York City. Something Manor, I think maybe. And it's actually really fucking scary.
It might have been that. It was terrifying. There was other stuff. But it turns out the way they do the name thing is like when you go in, you have to sign a waiver.
Well, that's easy.
And then you're on camera, right? So they just match the person's name to the waiver they sign and blah, blah, blah.
That's cool. But no, I actually had a lot of fun doing it, man. I definitely want to do it again. This time when it's not raining, so that if we get, I know you don't care, but like recording. All I kept hearing was the fucking rain coming in and all that shit.
It was raining on Saturday?
Yeah. Well, it was where I was.
I think that may have been the spirits also.
This is why I don't talk to you about it.
I also completely made up the wasp thing, if you haven't figured that out yet.
I actually completely forgot about it, to be honest with you.
Yeah. I have no idea if wasps and polio have anything in common.
Yeah, they probably don't. I just wonder where that fucker went. I don't think I killed it. How are we doing on getting Possum back in here?
I just messaged her. Let's use the magic of the internet for a moment. Yeah. Back to the internet magic. Back internet from the magic. Internet magic.
So I was going to ask Possum over here. You're into paranormal stuff because we talked about it. Mm-hmm. You went to Eastern State Penitentiary, right?
Yes. It's very creepy.
Did anything cool happen while you were there?
No, we went during the day and it was like with a big group of people.
They only do like guided tours and shit, right?
I think so for the most part.
You guys didn't get anything spooky at all?
I've also been to the Seattle Underground. Have you been there? Heard of that? It's like the city under the city.
I've heard of it. Yeah.
Like basically like Seattle burnt down and they just built the city on top of it. And there's still like tunnels and buildings, and like half of Seattle is like on top of old Seattle.
I didn't know that. That's pretty cool.
Yeah.
Anything weird happened there?
This is a lot of stuff that's blocked off, but it just, it's weird. You can definitely, you know, it just weird feelings.
That was a crazy noise.
Spooky sounds from you.
Yeah. I think it's coming from your mic stand.
Yeah, I whacked it.
It's very spooky.
Is it still happening?
No, it's done now.
No.
That was spooky. I don't know if you saw both of our faces.
Yeah.
It happened.
It was the ghost.
It's the ghost. It's the wasp. That's pretty dope. Tim's not into, Collector's not into paranormal stuff like we are.
It's not that I'm not into it. I just don't believe in it.
Then how do you explain the orb I got?
You mean the fleck of dust that walked in front of it, that dropped in front of the camera?
That walked in front of it.
That clearly wasn't dust.
It was clearly dust. I was able to recreate. The spooky noises keep happening, Annie. I don't know what's going on over there. I'm surprised you don't hear them. It's like, doom.
You're nothing.
For most of the people who are just listening, Annie's just making funny faces about it. I've never had any like.
Okay, was me hitting the microphone on the table. I was trying to move the mic stand so maybe it wouldn't creak. Oh, you know what? It's my chair.
No, I don't think it's your chair. It sounds like a tuning fork that's being hit. It's like a metal rod that's being hit. I think it's the thing that connects the from the elbow of the microphone to the microphone. Is my guess.
It's like a very. I don't hear anything right now. So
it's not happening right now. Yeah.
Well, when I was resetting the internet, I had to move this microphone arm up and out of the way. So it's probably the springs all readjusting.
Maybe. Or it could be ghosts. But I've never. Yeah, it's not that I'm like not into it. I just have never had any experiences that make me feel like it's a thing. I know a lot of people have, but. I haven't, so.
That's fair.
So it's a croc.
See, and then you call it a crock of shit because it never happened to you. So
I mean, it's a croc type 1
diabetes a crock of shit?
No, that's been medically and scientifically proven. And you like no one's like selling me on the fact that type 1 diabetes exists the way they are about the paranormal.
It's a hoax, I'm telling you. I've been lying to you guys this entire time. It's a hoax.
That's the thing, dude. Like, there's so much nonsense shrouded around it. Like, do I believe that there's a possibility that spirits are roaming the earth in a way that we can't see? Sure. I can get behind that. Like, are there aliens? Yeah, I can get behind that too. But I don't see it in, like, the spooky Halloween type way. I'm just way more scared of, like, real world shit.
See, I'm the opposite. Like slashers and those kinds of shit, that doesn't scare me.
Slasher movies, you mean? Or like
Well, slasher to me is like real world, like you said, real world shit. So I'm thinking of paranormal, you know, like a slasher movie like Jason.
That's not real world. That's not what I'm talking about.
That's a real movie.
I'm talking about the actual depravity in the world.
That's definitely.
Well, yeah, that scares everybody.
I'm not afraid of like the movie Jason.
I think you are.
I don't know if I've ever even seen it.
Then how do you know if you're not afraid of it?
Isn't it Friday the 13th, not Jason?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I've seen it. And then there's Nightmare on Elm Street. That's the Freddy Krueger one. That's Freddy Krueger. I don't know. None of them are like, none of them scare me. The Ed Gein shit on Netflix, that shit scared me.
Well, I gotta watch that.
That's about the most terrifying thing I've ever seen in my life.
I'll watch it and get back to you on that. But, like, with paranormal, I'm very skeptical. Like, there's this new docuseries on Netflix, The Haunting. And
you told me I should watch it, then you told me it was shit.
Yes. you would think that somebody who's into the paranormal, I'd be like, oh shit, this is awesome. This is great. I'm very skeptical and I don't believe the families at all. Once you start telling me that a bed is lifted off the ground, I'm out. Like, I just don't, that's not realistic to me, paranormal, because I've never heard, seen that. I don't believe it. But like little shit I believe in, like seeing the orb, I believed in that. You think it's a fleck of dust, but I beg to differ.
It looks like a fleck of dust. But then again, so,
dust,
you know,
as a fleck UFO of dust appear like bird, and so. Disappear.
What'd you say? It just like got caught, it spun and caught light and then disappeared. That's how a camera works.
Okay.
Cameras are just collecting reflections of light.
It's neither here nor there.
Yeah, I give a valid explanation, and now we're going to stop talking about it. Unbelievable.
It's not a valid explanation.
How about the Fantasy Football League?
And he's like, Dad and Dad are fighting.
I lost this week.
Looks like you didn't even set your team this week, bro. You got hammered. But oh, no, I said it. Crushed this week. Yeah, you had a rough week.
I'm trying to sign into my Sony account. I just got a text message. This is your verification code for Sony.
It's the wasps.
No, now I gotta fucking change that password again.
I'm getting
2 minutes left in the game.
Well, that's what I was going to do. I was like, why was I looking at my
phone? It's really freaking close.
Oh, man. Me and Charlie are really close, too. It's 132 to 83.
I wasn't even remotely close this week. I'm not even watching. I don't know. And I don't particularly care. I lost to Jeremy, and it is what it is.
I set my lineup, and they all fucking failed me.
Yeah, you had a rough one. And then Jubbin texted me and was like, I want whoever the guy is on the Giants, my leading scorer for the week. Like, I'll give you anything.
Did you take it?
No, I didn't take it. I'm like, dude, we're still midweek. Come back to me on Tuesday. We'll figure something out.
Yeah, no, everybody failed me this week horribly. Whatever.
Not going to work for me, bruh. Yeah, it's a no for me, dog.
Last week was a little scary. Half my team was on bye.
It's not Pride Month.
Did you win, though, last week or no?
Oh, yeah.
Hell yeah, I did. Yeah, you're crushing. I do remember something along the lines of like, I don't know what I'm doing. I don't want to play.
Yeah, I do remember that too, actually.
And now you're like, if I don't fucking win this league, my life is over.
And now she's betraying me, telling you to set your lineup.
I did do that.
Yeah, that was a solid, solid plug. Thank you.
Yeah.
Yeah, whatever. Screw the both of you.
It's my competitive nature.
Oh, yeah, she's in first place. You're winning this week, Annie?
I am.
So, and you're playing Dexter, no?
Yeah, but it's really close. It's 118 to 112.
Yeah, so you're going to go into first place. And then me and Dexter are going to be tied for second.
I'm going to outscore you point-wise, but I'm going to lose against Jeremy. I'm going to score like 120. I'll probably end the week around 125. I'll outscore both of you.
You'll never outscore me.
Okay.
Well, that's because my freaking wide receiver injured himself in the first quarter.
Shit happens. It's a fantasy league. Gotta have backups and contingencies.
Yeah, I do, but like, can't change it all in the middle of the happening. Game.
I just basically
listen to Annie and set your lineup and completely screw me over.
Let it auto set everything. Yeah. All right, it's time to do some Pokemon rankings, ladies and gentlemen.
Is that a coincidence, or is that how many times you hit generate?
No, it's still up from last time.
Okay.
It would have been crazy if it was a Beedrill, though.
I would have been scared. I would have thought ghost.
Oh, I got a note up on my phone because I don't have a pen.
That's Annie's phone. Communicating.
What irritant that's happening.
Yeah, are you using a Nokia 8000, Annie?
What?
Your phone is getting static, like weird digital feedback through your microphone. It stopped now.
She doesn't care.
There's that spooky noise again, too.
Don't look behind you. There's a face.
Oh. I don't know what that noise is. I don't think it's the microphone arm anymore. Anyway, we're ranking some Pokemon here, folks. We're going to blind rank which Pokemon you'd rather have at your birthday party.
And this is brought to us by Annie because her birthday is on Friday.
That is correct. So we're going to do default form, any evolution, any generation, any type. And we're going to generate 10 Pokemon consecutively. We'll rank 10 being, I don't want you at my birthday party ever under any circumstances. And one being, I really, really hope you come to my birthday party. Ready? First Pokemon, Poliwag.
I don't know how I'm going to be ranking these.
Oh, is it doing it if I put it up there?
No, you're good.
No, you're good.
After Poliwag. I hate you, Zachmo. After Poliwag.
Wait, what did I do?
You're like, yeah, yeah, from Sandlot.
What?
That's a great reference. Missing something? I said, no, you're good. I said to Annie, no, you're good. And then you immediately said, no, you're good.
I wasn't mimicking you. I was literally saying, no, you're good.
I know, but it was like, yeah, yeah. The Colossus of Clout, the Colossus of Clout, the Sultan of Swat, the Sultan of Swat. It's a great reference. If you watch The Sandlot, you know. Next Pokemon, Blacephalon.
Random fucking reference.
Put in the comments how good of a reference that was. Thank you.
Don't do it. All they comment is first.
All right. After Blacephalon, we've got Feraligatr. After Feraligatr, we got Spinda.
That's not my jewel.
After Spinda, if I'm going too fast, let me know. We have Stunfisk.
Definitely not.
After Stunfisk, we have Furret. W Furret. I guess this is when we'll learn if Jubbin listens to the podcast or not.
Yeah, because Furret sucks.
Oh, we've got Minior. Meteor Minior, to be specific. After Minior, Turtwig. We've got Turtwig. I'm trying to go slow because Annie is typing on her phone. After Turtwig, we've got Rhyhorn.
That's right, and she's using that Nokia, so.
She's got to tap each number three times to get the letter right.
Damn.
And after Rhyhorn, we got Psy-Yi-Yi.
I'm not mad at my list.
That's Psyduck, for those of you that don't know. All right.
Y'all ready?
Everybody ready?
Yep.
Starting Jinx. At number 10, Annie, you go first as we go along.
Blacephalon.
Gang. Really? Gang. Yeah. Blacephalon for me too.
I put Stunfisk because that fucker's boring.
Blacephalon is about the creepiest Pokemon I could imagine. Yeah.
It's like, the only thing creepier to me would be like the Mr. Mime or
another great party guest.
Or one of the other clowns.
Okay.
Harlequin.
Yeah.
Number 9.
The Meteor Minior.
Sure. I got Stunfisk at 9.
I have Feraligatr.
What?
I'm sorry. Are you just going to have this huge fucking gator just chilling at your party trying to eat everybody?
Bro, we can't assume that he's going to be rabid.
I'm also not going to assume that it's not.
But you take a fucking Blacephalon who's there to fucking murder you and torture you while dressed as a clown?
Listen. Listen, Relegator's going to kill everybody.
No.
You guys are wild. What if there's little kids there? It's terrifying.
Okay. Number 8 is Rhyhorn.
Ooh, I have Mignor.
Yeah.
A.
It's a fucking rock. No, thank you.
Number 7 was Stunfisk.
I have Psyduck at number 7. It was my last spot, obviously.
I have Rhyhorn at 7.
Number 6 was Spinda.
Ooh, same.
I have Furret at number 6.
Wow, I put Furret higher than you.
So did Nania, evidently.
Number 5 was Poliwag.
Same. I had no idea where to put it.
Yeah, I've got it in the middle.
I have Turtwig at 5.
Like number 4 was Feraligatr.
I got Poliwag at 4.
I have Furret at 4.
Number 3 was Turtwig.
Same.
Spinda. I think Spinda would be an awesome party guest.
How so?
He's already drunk.
Let's see, and that's why I had him down a little bit lower, because I figured if he's already drunk, then he'd be end up barfing pretty soon.
I didn't think about annoying. The barfing part.
Number 2, I had Furret.
I have Psyduck.
I have Feraligatr at number 2.
Psyduck will just be fun to watch.
Psyduck, I wish Psyduck wasn't so low on my list. Psyduck would be cool. But the only other the thing about Psyduck is that Psyduck always has a headache and is always complaining about it. So I'm not super mad. But I would like to hang out with Psyduck.
And then number 1, I had Psyduck. That was my last number.
I have Rhyhorn in the number 1 spot. I think Rhyhorn is a phenomenal Pokemon.
Blacephalon, because it's literally a fucking clown. And why wouldn't you want a clown at your birthday party?
No.
Hard
you
pass.
You guys are crazy.
No, hard pass.
Hard pass.
A fucking clown. Yeah. It's probably gonna do some cool tricks. It's also ghost type.
So it can yeah, buy, like, he's gonna do really some cool tricks. All right.
Y'all are wild.
Come here, kid. Oh. Let me show you my little balloon technique.
No. Now you're ruining it and making it a fucking pedo.
No, that's all clowns.
No, it's not all clowns. It's only the clowns that went to your birthday parties.
Yeah. And he knows. All right, we got 15 Pokemon. We got to make a battle party of 6. Fully evolved format. For those of you that are just listening, the Pokemon are... The Pokemon are Delmize, Dragapult, Probopass, Mew, Cryogonal, Dewgong, Male Hippowdown, Registeel, King Gambit, Trevenant, Emolga, Honchkrow, Ursaluna, Frostlass, and Iron Valiant. Shout out Annie with the little Iron Valiant mention.
Does this have to be for Wednesdays, or could just be like a fun?
Like, I mean,
I'm going to go for funsies.
You can do whatever your heart desires.
As long as you're prepared to lose, that's fine.
Yeah.
All right. 1, 2, 3.
I'm actually going to pick my my party crew out of this group. 6. This is who I'm taking with me out to the bar.
Wait, this doesn't have anything to do with the birthday party, though.
I don't know. I'm making it into it.
Let possums be possums.
This is who's got my back at the bar.
There you go.
If you go to the bar with me, you got to always have a backup plan.
There you go.
This is your bar battle party?
Yeah.
If you don't bring Probopass, I'm going to be very disappointed. You ready, Collector?
I'm ready.
All right, so I have Dragapult, Mew, Dewgong. No, not Dewgong, sorry. Dragapult, Mew. Oh, yeah, no. Registeel, Ursaluna, Frostlass, and Iron Valiant.
So who do you have? You have
Dragapult.
Dragapult.
Mew.
Mew.
Registeel.
Yeah.
Ursaluna.
Okay.
Frostlass.
So it's Ursaluna versus Dewgong for me and you.
That's easy. I win that.
That's probably why you took Ursaluna. Anyway, Annie, what's yours?
I have Dragapult, Probopass, Iron Valiant, Frostlass, Honchkrow, and Male Hippowdown.
You don't want to hang out with Mew?
I mean, you know, this is who's got my back at the bar, okay?
You can learn any fucking move, no matter what you need. Mew's got you.
Muse definitely a must take on this list. So Ursaluna takes on Dugong. What's Ursaluna? Ground fighting? Ground steel?
Normal. Times I gotta say.
Yell. You don't have to yell. I'm glad Ursaluna, we all took cross last though.
Dugong. Who wins? Yeah, Ursaluna wins that one pretty handily.
Whatever.
And we both know that we beat her.
Yeah, I don't think there's really a need to run that one through ChatGPT.
Yeah, but we're having fun.
Yeah, you're going out and swinging.
So if I'm taking people to the bar, I'm going with Probopass, Mew, King Gambit can probably do some cool bar tricks.
Dugong, King Gambit.
Frostlass.
Definitely not and... Dugong.
Why not? Dugong
I'm taking a great time. I'm taking Emolga to the bar for sure.
Eh, it looks too chipper for me.
Emolga, listen.
That thing's on coke. Look at it.
I want to throw Emolga as hard as I can and see how far it can glide.
You're gonna kill it.
Nah.
I hit a fucking wall.
Nah. Maybe a big bar. We're not drinking in your bedroom, bro. We're gonna be at a stadium.
Stadium.
I'm also definitely not taking Frostlass.
Oh, because of the lore?
Because of the war. No, I'm not taking Frostlass anywhere, bro. Frostlass is scary. Annie, you're safe. Frostlass doesn't prey on women, only on men.
Nah, yeah, we're screwed. Yeah, but then you know what? Maybe that'll just help me at the bar. She gets rid of all the other men.
Helps the ratio.
Yeah. I'm bringing Frostlass with me, so we're obviously cool.
I guess. Yeah. I don't know. I would be terrified to be around Frostlass.
I'm not bringing Honchkrow because that dude just is obviously going to steal everybody's women with that hat.
Yeah, I know. That's not bringing him, man. That's definitely a wingman.
Mm. Honchkrow's the wingman?
Yeah.
All right.
No, I think Dugong's the wingman.
If you say so.
Dugong
is definitely the wingman.
No.
Like, look at my guy over there. Look how nice he is. And I'd be like, oh, thanks, Dugong.
Nah, Dugong L.
L you.
What are you drinking? No, that's gross. That looks terrible. If you're watching this.
It looks like a bottle of piss.
You guys don't drink your own pee?
Zach was just in here drinking a Jack and pee.
You gotta drink your own pee. It's good for your health.
If drinking your pee is cool, I'm Miles Davis.
Yeah. Billy Madison.
Well, it's pee in your pants.
It's pee in your pants, yeah.
Yeah. Any Hoosers.
Also, that's Crystal Light, not pee. Peach Mango Crystal Light.
Sure.
Whatever, Wasp, man.
Wasps.
I don't see the one in the light anymore.
It's in your bed.
Well, I mean, they're not stinging me.
Waiting to cut.
At this point, I feel like we're holding our listeners hostage now. You've made it this far.
They're having fun.
Yes, I won this week.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, whatever.
Well, we're
get off your Nokia. Yeah, get off
2004 Nokia. Audio feedback.
It's on a Nokia. Come on, look. Spooky.
Yeah, well, it's really interfering with it. What is it, an iPhone?
Yeah.
Doctor needs to get an iPhone. Why'd you just turn mad white?
Me?
Yeah, here you are.
I just opened up a window here.
I want the wasps in.
Wasps.
Well, thank you all for listening so very much. I have been one of your hosts, Zach Mo, a.k.a. Tech Deck.
I've been your host, Collector, a.k.a. Bloody Nux.
And I've just been here, Scattered Squirrel, a.k.a. Candy Possum.
Also Annie, because we called you Annie the entire time.
It's fine.
My bad. Am I doxing you?
No.
No, you call her Annie on stream 24/7.
Yeah.
All right. Well, good. Anyway, thanks for tuning in, everybody. Like, follow, share, tell your grandma. See you next week.
Tell your ghost. Bye.